previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
Okay, so wrong generation for that question. Okay. So,
well, the Little Rascals is in there.
The Little Rascals right. is the only one of those that I really know.
Well, we tried to cover it all. At one point, we didn't have Stranger Things in there. No. And people were like, you have to add Stranger Things. I'm like, do we? Come on.
The Little Rascals would be the only ones I'm really familiar with.
Okay. Yep.
Please tell me you've seen The Sandlot, though, right?
No.
Wow. Well, he's a hockey fan. Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast.
On the WTFC Podcast Network.
Top of the evening to you, Roxy.
Top of the evening to you, Chuck.
And top of the 24 hours to both of you. What's going on?
Hi, Simon.
Who's Simon?
Simon. Hi, for those that don't know me, which is everyone.
Reintroduce yourself to
the Littles. I'm Simon. And I am the third wheel of today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you in studio.
Oh, my gosh. It's been like 6 months, 8 months.
At least.
10
months.
At least.
It's been more.
A year.
A couple years.
Who's going to go back? Episode 178. This is all on you. Are you going to go back and find out how long it's been since Simon's been on the Loyal Littles podcast?
Ooh, yes.
So we have to have a little catch up. But what we've been doing is we talk about the previous episode. We got some feedback. These always grind my gears a little bit.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Well, if you're going to correct us, know the answer. Don't be like, I think you were wrong.
I quite like that. Yeah.
I know you were wrong.
I feel like you're wrong, but we heard from Jim Lee. Tell me why. Yeah.
He says, I'm sure you've already heard this, but it is pronounced Litz, wonderful town, some amazing restaurants, and the Tomato Pie Cafe is to die for. And then he wrote, or actually maybe it's Litz, or something like that. Pennsylvanians often ignore the T in the middle of a word. Okay, but if you
mean Lititz?
Lititz. I've been to Lititz. My friend got married in Lititz. Yeah, last year. That's so funny. I never thought I'd hear that name again. My friend got married in Lititz. And I went. I took a train out there.
Was it nice?
Lovely. Beautiful. Okay, yeah, really cute place.
Did you go to the Tomato Pie Cafe?
I sadly was only there. I didn't. But I heard about the Tomato Pie Cafe. And I had some really good cookies in Lititz, though. It was good. Yeah. I never thought I'd hear that name again. This is
178 right now. His fingers are falling off.
I'm
typing the email already. Oh, my God.
Lititz.
Lititz.
Yeah, Lititz. I guess you can either enunciate the T's. So Lititz. Lititz.
And Simon's been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
Or I guess Simon is sort of enunciating the...
The tits, I think, is
the
what
tits.
Right.
Yeah,
but
it's a French place, right?
Tits
the tits.
Or Lititz.
Yeah. Lititz. Okay.
Yeah.
And we were worried we might not have enough content for the St. Paddy's Day episode. Just kidding. We've got tons of content here. I mean, so much going on, especially in the sports world. March Madness is here. The teams are announced tonight, now, right now, as we are doing this.
Right.
And so we'll have our bracket challenge. So I'm jumping around here.
I'm so excited.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to tease that. We all know what it is, but let's come back to it. Hey, Chuck, he's getting up there. Paul Giamatti is 56. Dang, I just turned 55. Do I also have minutes to live?
Yeah, you know what, Chuck? When you said that, I was like, ooh, this is probably not going to be good.
This is not going to be good for you?
But I just kind of let it happen.
First of all, I didn't know how old he was. I got to be honest, I thought he was like in late 60s.
Really?
I did.
No.
Yeah, I thought he was older as well.
No.
He's 56?
I didn't think so.
I didn't fact check this. This is, we'll get to it. It's from Steve Oswald, episode 2. But he says he's 56?
Yeah.
Holy crap. I thought he was much older. So that's all I was trying to say. And look, we're not all Clint Eastwood. We're all not doing movies into our 90s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then he says, P.S., a cocktail is an alcoholic mixed drink. Most commonly, a cocktail is a combination of one or more spirits mixed with other ingredients, such as juices, flavored syrups, tonic water, shrubs, and bitters.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Oswald. Episode 2.
Okay, yeah. Was that in doubt?
Well, hold on. Let me get to the next one. Then we hear from Todd Decay, episode 115, and this is all he says. Wine is wine.
I don't agree with that. Wine is wine.
I made a comment that I felt like wine should be considered
a cocktail.
Yeah,
no, the only time
when
wine
you say,
is... Yeah,
when you say you're going to have cocktails...
You're not going to have a glass of wine.
Right.
Let's have some cocktails. Someone might order a glass of wine.
The only thing I would say is, okay, maybe a wine spritzer... is closer to a cocktail or a sangria, but wine is ultimately wine.
Wine is wine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it now. Well, yes. I mean, I knew it. I was using it as like...
You're allowed to have wine if you go and...
Yeah.
If you're saying like, we're going to get cocktails, then sure, but it's not... Wine is wine.
It's not like we're going to have cocktails and you go to a wine bar where they only serve wine.
Oh, see, I would
no,
be fine
No, you say we're going out for wine. We're going
see,
for
I disagree.
Wine.
If I said we're going to go get wine... Would you okay, be like, I'm going to get a cocktail? I'd be like, okay, that's fine, but
right. Like wine if you go to, wine, we've gone cocktail. To a wine bar and I've gotten beer. Just because you're going to a, quote, wine bar doesn't mean you have to drink wine.
Yeah, sure,
I guess
but some wine bars only serve
And if
serve
someone
wine.
Later that evening said, hey, what did you do tonight? I'd say, oh, we went and got cocktails.
Wait, you would say, hang on. Yeah. You got a glass of wine at a bar, and then you would be the one that would say, hey, we got cocktails.
If someone later that evening said, hey, what did you and Roxy do last night or the next day? I'd say, oh, we went and got cocktails.
I'd be like, no, we went and got wine.
Well, but drinks? Then I have to sit there and go, oh, but I got beer. No.
Well, I mean, well, what about just saying we went and got drinks?
We went and got
okay,
drinks.
Okay, that would work. Yeah. We just went to drink.
Why do you
That's
insist
fine.
On saying you went and got a cocktail? You didn't have a cocktail. You had a glass of wine.
I'm just saying it's a generalization. You don't have
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, drinks
what...
is the generalization. Yeah. Cocktails
drinks is
best.
Cocktails is specific.
Cocktails is more specific.
Yeah.
I'm conceding. I'm saying drinks is better. I'm also saying, though, I think cocktails is appropriate. It's clearly not when you're saying, oh, I'm ordering a cocktail and then you order a glass of wine. I get that. I was just... I'm just trying to save my arse here.
Welcome, Simon. Welcome back.
Simon's like, now I know why I've been away for so long. He's like, you wonder why I don't come back.
I was needed for this. That was, you know, I know why I was called now.
Well, I know where Letitz is now. So,
yeah.
It's in Pennsylvania.
It's in Pennsylvania. Indeed. Absolutely. All right, let's get to our big announcement. Obviously, it's the NCAA Bracket Challenge. Don't forget to head over. We'll put something on our website. We usually do.
Yeah,
we'll
have
put something on our website, just the link, so you can go. It's all through ESPN. So those are the rules. If you really need to know what the rules are, then just go over there, because we have no idea.
I don't need to know what the rules are. All you do is pick a team that wins each game and keep going.
Well,
and,
but you're missing the most important rule of our game is we give out multiple prizes.
We do.
We give out multiple prizes.
Mediocre prizes.
Well, no, these are good prizes.
Oh, right. These ones
these
are
not
good.
Mediocre.
That's true.
And what we do is we have a best bracket name.
Yeah.
Okay, so name your brackets. Think about it. Might pertain to our show, might pertain to the big show, whatever you got. And then we have a group of us, not just Chuck and Roxy, and not just Simon. And what we do is we judge them, and then we'll break them down to the final, what do we do, big eight, I think?
Yeah, I think we do.
Or maybe we do 16.
I think we do six.
16 to eight to four.
Then, just like the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, so make sure you name your brackets. We will go by, littles are sneaky. That's all I'm going to say.
Sure are they?
Okay.
Yeah.
Once the tournament starts, you can change your bracket name, but it's no longer eligible.
See, we ran into that couple times last year.
Now, we know that you can't change your picks, obviously, because those are locked in through ESPN. But apparently, Chuck didn't know this, because it's just your account name, you can go and edit that anytime you want.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that was a little tricky.
Sneaky.
Pretty sneaky, sis, huh? Yeah, right.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yep.
And so our biggest announcement is, Ritz, you cannot win this portion of
the
contest.
Ritz. You're one of us this time.
Simon can't either, okay?
Yeah.
He's always been one of us, but he always sneaks in an entry, and I don't realize it's Ritz, and it's a good name.
I know. You've got to give him credit. He's good.
He's good at getting the prize.
Wait, you've given him a prize?
No.
Ritz,
you can't win this. You can win the brackets. Yeah.
You're participating. You're on the host side when it comes to that, not the little side. I know it gets a little confusing, and the lines get blurred from time to time, but that's what it is for this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's always been that, and I figured it out. But there was one where he made to the Final Four, and I didn't realize it was him. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? You can't do that.
Anyway. Oh, I think he said something to me at bowling one night.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, that's you? And then I was like, Chuck, did you know this? And you were like, oh my gosh.
I was so angry. I was like, because here I'm thinking, oh, we've got four little contestants.
I think it was the Tuna Melters.
Yeah. Oh, no, he gets good names.
He gets very good names.
I'm giving him credit.
Absolutely.
He's great at it.
Yeah.
But that particular challenge, it's going to look a little fishy if he wins. Mm-hmm. It can't do that. Well, no. And then here's this was the kicker. You're going to hear that again today. It was the time when we had all the third wheels vote. He voted for his own.
And he did. He actually voted for his own.
Yes, he voted for his own.
Well, what else are you going to do?
He's like, of course I voted for my own. I'm like, but you can't.
Well, I'm glad
that
we're publicly calling him out now. This is good.
You can't do that. So
voted for his own name.
So, Littles, this year, it will be on the level There will be no third wheels or hosts of the Loyal Littles podcast
winning
the name. Now, we can win the other portion.
Yes,
if we
can.
Pick a good bracket, we're bracket.
We're winning. I'm sorry. I'm taking it.
All right. So we can win the bracket, but we can't win the naming.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's that. Where else do we go before we get to our Meet the Littles guests? We kind of brought up the Oscars with Simon because we haven't seen Simon. Now, maybe we should go over the 2023 Oscars first to catch up because you haven't been here that long. Mm-hmm. It's been that long.
Now, what happened in the 2022 Oscars? Because I'm pretty behind.
I know in 2017 they announced the wrong best Oscar.
Remember that, right? I do remember that.
So now let's go from there.
And 10 years ago.
No, just kidding.
And 10 years ago, Adele Dazeem was
born.
Adele
Dazeem, that was 10 years ago?
That was 10 years ago.
How old do you feel now?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel very old.
Yeah,
that was 10 years?
Apparently.
10 years.
Adele Dazeem was 10 years.
Yeah, Idina Menzel went on social media and she wished Adele Dazeem a happy
Roxy
birthday.
Talking, take two.
That's me this whole episode. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, it's because your outfit.
Yeah.
We might have to tweet out a picture.
Yeah, they really should see what you're wearing.
That's fine.
It's wild.
It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. It's very green.
I've got glitter in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
A leprechaun visited me and left some gold dust in my hair.
A tattoo as well. A face tattoo. It's quite impressive.
I don't have a face tattoo, but Simon's making that up. But everything else is real.
She's wearing these like little Missy Lou Who...
Cindy Lou Who
headband. She's got these little green pieces of hair coming out of this.
Yeah, they're cute.
Anyway, then she's got this.
My green shirt and a green tutu.
We'll just tweet out a picture later. All right, and before we get out of here, she's like, this is take two on something. She's like, just leave it in there. No, that's for our Patreon page.
If we ever have one.
I think people still deserve to hear your Irish accent, though.
Top of the morning. No,
before we get on. That was British. Yeah.
It was good in the open. That's all I know.
It was good in the open.
I can't do it anymore. No, I wanted to say, I have a little faith in society story.
Yeah, you do. Ah.
Now, you want to rip the curtain back and tell everyone how the last time Ritz was our 300th episode, we did this and it got cut.
Yeah.
Because it was just too much. Well, there was other stuff that we felt more important. But I was in the CVS right around the corner. Simon, not on 57th, the one up here.
Okay.
On 9th.
Yeah.
And I'm almost getting in line to pay for my stuff. And I see this mom and this little kid and they're walking out. They just paid for their stuff. And as they walk out, I see this little kid reach his hand out. Take one of the lollipops in this big bowl. And these are those big lollipops.
Yeah.
Well, not the huge suckers. I mean, just like they're not as small as
the Dum Dums.
The Dum Dums or the what are the ones with the owl? How many licks? What are those? Tootsie Pops.
Oh, Tootsie Pop.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little bigger than that. They come in like all these really cool cotton candy, banana, all these.
Oh, anyway. Right.
So I see him and he takes it, puts it in his pocket as they walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guard right there. Now, I guess the guard didn't see him, but I look up. And I look at the guard, and they've already passed the guard. And I go, "Did you see that?" And he goes, "See what?" Now I don't mean to rat the kid out.
Snitch.
Wow, ratting a kid out.
But I go, "He just took a lollipop off of that and put it in." He's like, and he kind of just like shrugged and went, "Yeah, I don't know." Now I don't know. I'm gonna go on a limb and say he did that because he didn't officially see it, so
Maybe.
He didn't want to take my word for it.
Maybe.
Now, and I also didn't expect him to go guns a-blazing out after him and take him down, whatever. But. And I said to him, I go, whatever, man. I go, you got to teach them while they're young. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you have to like detain the kid, but you should at least right the wrong and
be like, excuse me.
Did you take something that's not yours and see what happens? And he probably would start crying. And the mom would probably be like, do you take some? You know, she'd probably go off on it. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm still in line. I pay for my stuff. And as I'm leaving, and I almost wanted to stay for this, I see her bringing the kid back in with the lollipop in his hand. So I was like, good for her. Good for you, Mom. I was like, no, I don't know. I kind of wanted to stick around and be like, you going to take him in back and, you know, shake him down a little bit?
He's a child.
Shake him down.
He was like 7 or 8, probably.
Chuck.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you got to teach him while they're young.
Well, the embarrassment of him being brought back in.
Yeah,
next time he might bring a car home. Who knows? You know, and then the mom's really got problems, you know? It's like, that's all I'm trying to say.
It all starts with a lollipop. Yeah.
I have to say, though, I have faith. I'm going to step in this one. I'm just going to say some moms probably would have just said, whatever.
Or dads.
Well, he should.
Or uncles.
No, but he was with the mom. Yes. That's why I'm saying mom.
You really think that? You really think most parents would have just turned a blind eye on that?
Well, if they were in a hurry or whatever, and it's just a lollipop. If they said to him, is that all you took? And he said, yeah, that's all I took.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I have more faith in. I think more people than less would go back and be like, my child took this
lollipop.
Okay,
new scenario. You're not in New York City.
Okay.
You get in the car. You're 5 miles down the road, and the kid pulls out the lollipop and starts late. And you're like, "Where did you get that lollipop? Do you turn the car around?"
5 miles.
Yeah.
How long is the drive, like time-wise?
I don't know where you're going. I don't know. You might be on your way to a game or something. You might be on your way to...
I think I probably still... If I had time, I think I probably still would try and turn around.
If there was time, maybe. Right, if the wrong. Not, then I would probably...
But in New York City,
I would
you're
go
definitely...
later, though. If I was in a rush, I would say, we are going to go back to that shop.
Yeah.
And we are going to
you're
talk
going
about
to
this.
Write this wrong and explain to what you did. Yeah. Okay. Fair
so
enough.
Maybe I wouldn't turn around that second, but I would say, we're going to go back to the shop and you're going to apologize.
Well, like I said, I called this little, I have a little faith in society now because I got to be honest, I was shocked. Uh-huh. I was shocked, honestly.
I mean, we see a lot in the city of, you know, people jumping turnstiles and all of that. Exactly. And it's just like, come on, people.
Like I said, next thing it's going to be a car. It's going to be something else. It's going to be a bank. You know, you got to teach them while they're young. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I did want to say, bravo, mom. If you do happen to listen to this podcast, write in, you'll get a mediocre prize. Because that was just bravo to you.
It's going to be a lollipop.
For doing the
so
right
you know.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lollipop. He can't have any.
Yeah.
It's all your lollipop. Anyway, all right, let's get out of here. Well, Littles, what say you? Email us, WTFCpodnet@gmail.com. What would you do? Would you go back or would you just be like, come on, it's a lollipop?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd also like to know, what's the line?
Yeah, right.
What's the line if it's a candy bar, if it's something, you know, if it's a mm-hmm. soda, if it's, you know, where's the line?
Yep.
Oh, there's a line for you? Okay, what's under the line then for you?
Look at that. Look at the time. We got to get to our Meet the Littles.
Okay,
all right.
Don't
go anywhere. We'll be right back with Meet
the
Littles.
Ona Nazivashon Su Heidel. Ona Ma Ona Yest Loyal Littles Podcast. Deva WTFC Podcast Network.
We came from the highlands, we came from the lowlands, we came from the cities, we came from the towns. We came on the main road, we came on the railroad, we came in our thousands and set ourselves down. With nothing to also, with nothing to lose, days filled with sweat and nights filled with blues. But if for a while you could walk in my shoes, you'll soon have your fill of the Emigrant's blues. You'll soon have your fill of the Emigrant's blues.
We are being played in this episode by Tommy Keys, and this song is called The Emigrant's Blues. Now, if you like what you hear, you can give him a follow over on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Tommy Keys Music. That's T-O-M-M-Y. K-E-Y-E-S-M-U-S-I-C, or just head on over to his website, TommyKeys.com. And we'll put all that in the show notes, but remember, the most important thing is we will play the full song, The Emigrant's Blues, at the end of the podcast. All right, all you loyal Littles, it's now time to
Meet the Littles.
And Roxy.
Chuck.
Can you think of a better guest to have on St. Patty's Day?
I don't think I can.
I mean, we didn't officially know we were doing a St. Patrick's Day episode.
Right.
But now that we are, I can't think of a name more Irish than this. I mean, well, maybe like O'Malley or something like that.
I mean, anything with an O something.
Whoa,
is very
Roxy.
Irish.
Spoiler alert. Uh-oh. Spoiler alert. Please welcome to the podcast, Mike O'Brien. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. Michael Patrick O'Brien.
See, had that.
I know, right?
I love that.
Now, can we, before we even get to meet you, sort of, now it's spelled O-B-R-I-E-N. Is that correct?
You misspelled it. You forgot the apostrophe. The most important part.
Well, Chuck's a dope. We know that.
Can't believe you insulted me.
Is that the norm? Am I missing out?
O-apostrophe-B-R-I-E-N. Yeah. And sometimes people will say, is it A-N?
Right.
And I'm like, nope, E-N. Yeah, sometimes it's A-N, I guess. I've never, people always ask me that. I've never seen an O-B-R-I-A-N.
That's
I've
seen.
That's all I've seen,
I've
I feel
seen
like.
I've seen a first
really?
Name.
Maybe I haven't seen enough.
I've seen
it for Brian, but not O'Brien.
Right. I've seen a Brian first name with an A-N.
Oh, of course. Or a Y-N. Right.
But the last name, I think I've always seen it with an E-N.
But have we ever seen an O apostrophe B R Y? Probably not. That would be just
there was a guy on the Celtics, O'Brien, once, and it was O apostrophe B R Y A N T.
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting.
We're learning a lot today.
We are.
We've just barely gotten started.
I know.
Mike, we're so thrilled. Now,
this is a thrill for me.
Now, you probably heard in a recent episode, you know, we threw Lewis under the bus for communication with the whole form and everything, but we had some emailers write in saying, we think we jumped the gun on that. But we want to make sure, first of all, we apologize because apparently you filled out some form, but we didn't get it and whatever, but you're here now.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I went online, there was a form, and I've done about a year to trying to get my number.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I wrote in, and I don't know. I don't know about the form. Hey, I'm here, and that's all that matters.
That's right, and yes. We hope it was well worth the wait.
Oh, extremely.
So what we like to do is we like to take it way back. Let's meet you. Take us way back to where you grew up, where you went to school, all things like that. Tell us a little something about yourself.
Sounds great. I was born in January of 1981 in Northampton, Massachusetts, and it's where Smith College is. Mm-hmm. And I lived there until about 20 and then just went to Northampton High School and did the whole played football. My dad was a football coach and just played football, was the water boy as a kid. I still love Northampton. I'm going there for St. Patrick's Day. So we're talking about that. My dad is actually going to be the marshal of Northampton St. Patrick's Association in the Holyoke St. Patrick's Parade.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, that's quite an honor. We get to walk in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Holyoke and have families look at us and drunk teenagers yell at us. It's going to be quite the honor.
Amazing. Amazing.
A bunch of people have no idea why they're there, including us. And yeah. It's going to be great.
And I love that he just said, you know, I played football. Like, you know, we all did that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't good. I was on the team, you know,
That's great.
I didn't get all I got were head injuries. I didn't get anything out of it, you know?
Now, can we refer to the Adam Sandler movie Waterboy? Was that anything like your job?
When I was a kid, still to this day, I'm 43 years old and I'll see kids, but they're now in their 50s. And, you know, I'm like, you shoved me in a locker when I was 6 years old, you know, because I was just the water. I was a little kid and they would all just like do what teenagers do. You just throw the kid around and wrestle with them and everything. And yeah. I was at every single game. I was just hanging out with my dad and, you know,
but wait a minute, weren't you the coach's dad?
I wasn't the coach's dad. I was the coach's kid.
That's what I meant. Yeah. All right. So that's what I meant to say.
My dad didn't care. Yeah.
Oh. He didn't care? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
They didn't do anything bad. They just,
threw you in the locker.
I know.
It was fine. I loved it. I loved the show. Remember You Can't Do That on Television? Do you remember that on Nickelodeon? I don't know how old you are.
Oh, Nickelodeon.
Where they would tell jokes
you,
coming out of the locker. And I always loved that. And when I couldn't fit in the locker anymore, I was really distraught about that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wanted to go in the locker. Like, you can't do that.
Wow. All right.
That's so funny.
One for punishment, but he loves it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So what was next? Where did you go to college, you said?
I went to Keene State in New Hampshire, but I only lasted a year and a half because I majored in Bush Light and John Madden football.
Bush Light. Wow.
Yeah. It's the cheap version. Now I'm Bud Light. I got money.
I got money. Yeah.
And my thing growing up in Northampton is right next to UMass. So every weekend, after class on Thursday, I would just go to UMass. And I'd be there all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Monday. So I basically didn't go to class Friday or Monday.
Oh, wow.
I was just majoring in communications. Mm-hmm. Like, what was that? It was a Keene State communications degree going to get me. Nothing, you know? So yeah. I might as well have had fun. And I joined the Disney College program when I quit. I took, like, classes at Springfield Community College. And I joined the Disney College program, and I worked at Epcot Center.
Whoa, doing what?
Yeah, intervention. It's not even there anymore. You basically would just do presentations of, like, when, the robot dog was the big new thing. And then they had the, what's the scooter thing, the robot scooter, where the founder of it died by accidentally going off a cliff with it.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, I was going to say, can we back up for a second?
Yeah.
Disney has what is this?
College program. That's like the majority of the people who work at, I'm Googling this owner of a scooter to get the name of it. Disney College program. The majority of the people who work at Disney World are college kids that it's like they quote unquote internship. Or when I was there, we made like $7 an hour.
Right.
And you live in these like condos, which are dorms, and you'd have to pay like $100 a week to live in these dorms. And then you just go work, and everyone just got drunk and just went to work the next day, and it was great.
Wow.
Yeah, right. It's everyone who works at Disney World, at least usually starts at the Disney College program.
Okay, this is information for life.
It's almost like, information for life, and it's almost like a fraternity, where when you go, like, later on in life, I'd go on job interviews, or I'd be worrying people, like, you did the Disney College program, and then you became best friends.
Yeah,
is this just for college kids, though? Can anybody...
I think you have to be enrolled at a college.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. To live there and everything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
Never heard of this.
No.
I mean, it makes sense in a way.
Absolutely.
Because I've always wanted to work at Disney at different parts of my life. But,
yeah, that was the craziest thing. You'd have people who were like, have master's degrees and doctorates, and they just wanted to work at Disney World the entire time.
Oh, wow.
And they're just working at this. They're like in their 30s. They have, you know, millions of dollars of debt for their education. And they're like, I'm just working at Inventions. And I'm like, hey, man. Whatever. It was the Segway. The Segway is the
Of course.
The Segways. That was when that was starting. But the biggest thing was it was called Toon Tag, where it was like a video game cartoon that kids would play on this big screen, and it would they just run around. They'd be like Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and they'd run around. They tag each other, and whoever got the most tags won. And I would do the play by play of the Toon Tag.
Wait,
and
that's fun.
It was so much fun. I almost got fired at least 5 times. But for making fun of kids and stuff like that, like a kid being from Massachusetts, kid had like a Yankees hat. It was I'd make it go to the back of the line and like.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Littles, we have not talked off air about any of this.
No,
by the way.
Not yet.
I'm just throwing that out there because he just
threw
that.
It was a lot of fun, and I would say of my many jobs I've had in my life, that was one of my favorite ones.
Well, why did you leave it? Would be my question.
Money. I also get into how I got really into sports radio. I ended up there was a new Orlando sports radio station starting, and I would listen to it on my days off, and it was the Bob France show. And I just showed up and said I'll start working for free, and I just started working for free, and I'd run the board and like book guests and stuff like that. And then Bob left and Terry Bowden became the host. And then I got hired as producer and like side host of the Terry Bowden show.
Nice.
And I was just worked in sports radio for a while until I ended up in Buffalo. And then I was like, I think this is where this journey ends.
A lot of things end in Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what's the line from A Chorus Line? I was going to kill myself, but then I realized to kill yourself in Buffalo would be redundant or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
My friend was working for the Bills. Like he was the head of concessions. So he was ordering the hot dogs and the beer
for
the stadium. And he got a job with the Packers and he was moving. I was like, oh, I'm not living here by myself. That's insane.
Wow. That's so funny.
Yeah.
And I guess we should. I that was a direct quote from A Chorus Line.
Yeah.
The
was it?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. I don't want to make.
I do love my musicals, but I'm not familiar with the
I just didn't want to make light of a suicide and stuff like
right,
that.
Sure, right.
And obviously, if there's issues,
but that is
help,
that is
but,
a quote.
But it is a factual statement at the same time.
Oh, no. All right. I tried, Littles. I tried. That's on him, not me now. All right. So, and then where did you go after Buffalo, I guess?
Oh, geez. I went to, I think I went back to Florida and lived with my mom for a little bit in Naples,
Bush
Florida.
Beer? Is that?
Yeah.
Memory's Naples. A little foggy.
Uncle Leo. Yeah, I was all over the place. I was trying to think about this last night because Bare Naked Ladies song came on my Pandora.
Yeah.
This is where I used to live.
Oh, right.
And I was going over all the places I lived, actual like houses and apartments or whatever.
Nice.
And I lost track around 20.
Wow.
Because I just move all the time. It's nothing like I'm like, hey, I'm moving. I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
I just kind of do jobs. And when I kind of get sick of them, I find a new one. But the one I've had now, I've had for like 10 years. Yeah. I've kind of bounced all over. I lived in Naples. I lived in Springfield, Massachusetts, Northampton, Keene State, obviously, Austin, Texas, Orlando, all over the place. Lived in L.A. I do stand-up comedy, too, as well. I went to L.A.
Oh,
I get winters off for my current job. I'm a Boston duck boat guide.
Oh, no way.
Yes. He did fill me in on that.
I love the duck boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really fun. It was starting. My girlfriend hates it, as I have referred to her as my lady friend. I only have 3 weeks left of vacation. And she's like, shut up. Because I don't work from November until, like, April 1st. So, first teacher.
Yeah.
But one winter I went out to L.A. and just did stand up and tried to be famous. And then here I am back in.
Here you are
in
the Chuck and Roxy show.
Yeah.
That worked out well for you, we can tell. Right.
My biggest claim to fame, though, is in Boston. There's a Boston Globe about me. If the Littles will Google Mike O'Brien Boston Globe, there's also free. You can find the free article because it was redone in some places.
Mm-hmm.
You know those man on the street interviews? Like Subway breaks down, the Celtics are in the playoffs. I've been at like 30 times in the past like 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So I have this like sizzle reel on my Instagram, MikeOB59, like over 3 minutes long of just me on the news.
Right place, right time, or you like scout these things out?
They're usually at the TD Garden, which is right there. I live in the North End, and that's where my grocery store is. And during COVID, I lost my job at Duck Tours because of COVID. Right. And I got the most stable job in America. I became a corrections officer at a jail, which is right next to the, became a jail guard. And I have to walk through the Boston Garden. They're just there every day. And I would just be, I literally, a joke I do on stage is, I came on the news while I was working in the jail. And I lost. I was like, hey, guys, look at me. I'm on the news. And this guy goes, you think it's oppressive? I was on the news. He was on the news. He was on the news. He was on the news.
Touche.
We have so much in common, sir. This is hilarious.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
My mom was a corrections officer.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not. It's the worst. I always tell people what made me go. I went back to Duck Tours. Well, also, the jail faced the river where the duck boats go in the water.
Uh-huh.
So I'm literally looking out the windows from jail at the duck boats on the water. I was like, I should probably go back to that.
Yeah, right.
But the worst isn't the actual job. It's the forced overtime. You never knew when. I mean, during the Celtics finals run, I got it 5 days in a row.
Oh, no.
That was when I was finally like, I'm just going back to Duck Tours.
What do you mean? Because you were locked in?
You were locked. You'd go in and you'd have no idea when you're going. You knew you could leave after 16 hours, but you didn't know if you're there for 8 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours.
Oh, wow.
So
you had
no idea how long you were there
And we're going to, I was also going to say I moved around like 20 times, but it was all in New York City from apartment to apartment. So you're all over the world.
Yeah.
But no,
but also in like Boston, I've lived in like 8 places.
Yeah,
same
thing. Of course.
Just get a better deal somewhere. You're like, I'm taking that.
No, but let's expand upon this because one of the craziest times, and it was one of the most like Christmas-esque stories, was at our house. We would always throw this big open house on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone rang one night. It was like 7 o'clock. My mom got called to see if she could come in starting at 11:30 at night. And my dad,
what jail did she work at?
This is in Columbia County up in upstate New York, near the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget it because it was like she made a Christmas miracle come true, even though it kind of ruined our Christmas. Because then don't forget, she can get locked in.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
there was
once
this,
you're there, you're there.
Yeah, there was this woman who was locked in and she hadn't been able to get her children's gifts yet. They were all on layaway or something like that. And if she got locked in, they basically wouldn't have Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
So she went in at 11:30. So she got to stay for the party. Mm-hmm. And then she wasn't there when we woke up for Christmas, but she afforded this other family to have a Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
So it was actually one of those. And that's, I think, so she got home like around, I don't know, whatever it is, 10 in the morning, whatever it was. And we had a late Christmas, mm-hmm. but it was just
you still had it.
Yeah. And it was that nice feeling to know that we
help people out.
Yeah.
That was the thing. I'm not married. My lady friend and I now have been together for almost 7 years, but we don't have kids. So that was like kind of the unwritten rule, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, who has the kids, they kind of get first dibs on the day off and stuff like that.
Right.
Unless you really had something cool to do.
All right. Well, let's leave them on that heartwarming story.
Yeah.
Because we have to take a quick break, but we have lots to get into because we have to talk about Tony and all this other stuff. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
Littles, Mike from Avon, Connecticut.
I love brackets. You love brackets. We love brackets, one and all. But if I gotta hear one more bracket, I'm gonna put my head through the wall. There's only one bracket makes a damn bit of difference. It ain't Wilbon's, it ain't Ryan's, it ain't Lace. Baylor, Marquette, Creighton, and St. Anyplace.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast. And Roxy, we know what that sound means.
Yes, we do.
So we were just chatting, you know, as we say, we take a break, we're chatting off air, and I'm like, well, that would have been nice for you to mention in the first segment. We had a little bit of a bury the lead moment. You have another claim to fame from your duck boat tours, is that correct?
Yes, so this made national news when the Celtics were playing the Warriors in the finals. We were stuck in traffic because there's a Paul McCartney concert at Fenway Park.
Nice.
And we're sitting where right all the hotels are. And Steve Kerr was just standing on the side of the road with which turned out to be Jerry West's kid, who I guess is a scout with the Warriors. And my driver's like, that's Steve Kerr. And I was like, hey, Steve Kerr. And I just was like, you know what we do on these bad boys? We do world championship parades. And it was just Steve Kerr just started like yelling back at me. And my girlfriend, my lady friend, was on the duck and recorded it. And we uploaded it, and it got and it took off. And oh, the worst part was we have to fill out a form to be on the Loyal Littles here. And you sent it to me. I don't have a printer. I don't know how to like. I'm Mr. Tony. Like where's Michael? I need to figure this out. You know. And on Twitter, I literally found out if you're not following somebody, it goes into a special file or something like that. Oh. And like 6 months later, I have all these requests from like Good Morning America, the Today Show,
my
all these huge things that I just didn't see. And the local news did a thing about it. But oh, man, I was so upset. But it was still pretty cool.
Wow.
You could have been a star, dude.
I
could have been somebody. I could have been a contender.
Wow. That's so. So you know, that happens to us all the time because we invite people all the time. And that's when it's funny when we get emails like yours. Like one of the first ones we had in this era, Marisa, you know, we Facebooked her like 2 years ago and she just never saw it because, you know, we're not friends. She's not following us, whatever the case may be. And, you know, then they're like, well, I've never, I'm like, yeah, you were. You were asked over 2 years, you know, that kind of stuff. Wow, that sucks.
Technology's amazing until it doesn't work, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
All right. Well, this Bury the Lead moment was brought to you by aaronsbooks.com, right?
Yeah, go to aaronsbooks.com and get
and
your
use
books.
Our code.
Use our code LLPOD in the comment section.
In the comment section, get your 15% off. All right. Sorry, Mike. We had to do that.
Got to use the code.
Got to use the code. All right. Where do we go to next? Well, why not? Why we're here? How did you become a little? And, you know, how did you start listening to Tony and all that stuff?
I started in Orlando, Florida, and he was on ESPN Radio, I believe before the Dan Patrick Show. And the Bob Francho, Terry Bowden show, the shows I worked for were after Dan Patrick. But we just sit there while we're working and doing whatever we're doing, prepping for the show, just listening to the shows. And Tony Kornheiser, I just – because I love sports, but I can't stand it when people talk sports. You know what I'm saying? Like when they're talking about the XY receiver and the John Gruden speak, double Y banana and
the
all this.
Approach shot on
you know, you're
five.
Like, what are you talking about? My dad was a football coach. I still don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But when they just start talking about their day and their life and just kind of, I was watching the game and this guy was stupid, you know, like Tony and I just, we relate. I'm an old man at heart and he's an old man and I just don't get it. And he's, me, I relate to Tony in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And whenever he'd do the email segment, I would send emails all the time and just never got one. And I'm literally on the radio in Orlando and he read my email on his show. And it was the biggest moment of my life.
Aww.
I'm not, it was so funny though, where it was just like, I'm on the radio every day. And I was so excited to be on the radio.
Right.
I've said this before on this very podcast. We all remember our first time.
Oh, yeah. You know? I don't remember what it was, but, you know, what I said. But, and then the whole, you know, he got off of ESPN Radio, and then I kind of found him online when you could get him when he was on local in D.C. My friend Dan Bolger and Doug Gerton, who also do comedy here in Boston, they found out I'm a little, and we started a group text. And when he started doing the podcast, Bolger told me about it, and then I started following the podcast, and ever since then, yeah, it's been Mike O'Brien from Boston, formerly Revere. That's I'm the one who started. I'm taking credit for starting him saying Revere. That was me. That was me.
Okay. I wonder how Sully from Boston would feel about this.
I know. I don't know if he listens anymore.
I don't know.
He doesn't.
Because I used to live in Revere, and that was when he started with the Revere thing.
Okay.
I think at least that's at least the best of my knowledge.
Yeah.
Sully, you still out there?
Hello?
Huh. Interesting. That'll be great.
I know.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
All right. So now, and we swear we've been saving what we think the best for last, unless it's going to totally blow up in my face here. We like to talk about your fandom, your sports fandom. What's your favorite sport? I'm guessing maybe football, maybe not. And your favorite teams.
I love basketball. Oh. I grew up UMass when I was like from 10 to like 16 was UMass's run of being good. And I love going to basketball games. I live right down the street from the Boston Garden. It's not as financially feasible this year as it has been in the past with the Celtics, but I go to the Celtics as much as I can. I love basketball. It's my favorite sport. I love the way they dribble up and down the court. And, but yeah, I love all sports. I watch anything. But I love going to baseball games. I can't watch it. I'm not like Mr. Tony. I can't sit and just watch it.
Okay.
Oh.
But okay. I go to games. I drink the $12 Bud Lights. I have a day. I just love being outside.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
If I walk to Fenway, it's about a 40-minute walk to an hour, probably more an hour walk.
That's not bad at all.
Just go to I have Thursdays off, and so if they have a day Thursday game, that's my jam.
Wow.
That's my
nice.
That's my yeah.
When I was on tour, that was my jam because we'd have a show that night, but not during the day. So
yeah.
That's how I got to go to all these stadiums across the country.
Yeah,
which
right.
Was great.
Oh, it's so that's my goal is to be a real. I want to be a real stand-up comedian. Yeah. And yeah, Bill Burr talks about that. How he's been to like every stadium outside of like three arenas. He needs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've been kind of touching upon it, but not really. So we might talk about it. We might not. I'm going to ask now. I mean, so the stand-up thing is it just a hobby or where are we going? With this?
It's a hobby. It's not. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. I've opened up for some people. I've locally like Lenny Clark, Steve Sweeney. Those are pretty big name guys here in Boston. Mm-hmm. But nationally, like I've opened for Shane Gillis and Dan Soder and I don't know, a bunch of people. They just come through Boston. You kind of end up opening for them.
Yeah.
I always tell people when you first start stand up, you're like, I'm going to be a stand up comedian. I'm going to be on Saturday Night Live. I'm going to be in movies. And then after a while, you're just like, if I could do an Elks Lodge in Marshfield, that'd be fantastic. Right. Pays like $200. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Give me free Bud Lights. Yeah, it's a fun hobby. And until someone taps you on the shoulder, you know?
Yeah, sure.
It's once you kind of figure about 5 years, once you realize like you've had friends kind of leave and go to New York or LA and get writing things. And I've had friends, people who've made it. But once you that kind of you get skipped over, you're just like, this is just fun to go hang out.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm a real boy and I'm a real comic and I'm open up for real people. And sometimes you just, doing an Elks Lodge in Situate and
Absolutely.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and maybe someday you'll get to open for Nigel. That would be nice.
That would
right?
be amazing. I've messaged with Nigel and tried to get him to come back because he's from the area to do a. We'd want to do a little show. There's another dream. I would love to do a little show with Big Nigel.
Yeah. Now, we've had a lot of comedians on this podcast. You're in good company. Yeah.
Hopefully someone's listening and will take me under their wing.
Well, we have Adam Ferrara.
There you go.
195.
195.
And then Jared Fried.
Episode 104.
Oh, Jared Fried. I've messaged him to be like, I don't know him personally, but when you do stand up, you always, you know people who know people.
Yeah, right.
And I've always wanted to do a show with him. And my friend Dan Bolger and Doug Curtin to do a little show. But he's a big in the land of comedians,
he
so
is.
It's tough to pull that off. Yep. Yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, we wish you all the best with that. I hope you continue it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Oh, I'll never stop doing it. It's a lot. It's just a lot of fun. Keeps you creative. Actually, I told you my dad is going to be the marshal for Northampton.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm doing those St. Patrick's Day breakfast. Then someone comes up and like makes fun of the city council and the mayor of the city and everything like that.
Like a
they
roast?
They asked me to do it. I'm doing it for Northampton. So that's,
So it's like a roast.
Quite the honor. Yeah, or it'll be a roast of like my dad and the city council in Northampton and all that stuff.
Amazing.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, speaking of roasting, I guess that's what we should start calling it, Roxy. We have our fun dumb questions, so we're going to ask you a few of those. We hope that's okay.
There's no other question than
that's
a dumb question.
All right, Roxy, take it away.
Okay. What would you do if you were invisible for a day?
If I was invisible for a day, I always love it. I feel like I'm on 60 Minutes and the person repeated the question because they're trying to think of a lie.
Right.
is
that why people do that? I've often wondered that.
That's
I know it's to
repeat,
buy them some time.
They repeat it because it's giving them time to think.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was invisible for a day, I would go to sporting events and not have to pay for a ticket.
Oh, nice. There you go.
100%. And just like watch from the side, like on a football field, like just stand on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah, you're
on a basketball game. Just stand like,
drinking
right
a beer.
There.
Drinking a beer.
Stand out in center field.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stand in the bullpen. Just sit in the bullpen watch Fenway. Yeah, 100%.
And if it happens to be the Yankees, you just, tie their shoelaces together.
Tie their shoelaces together. Yeah, what do they used to do? Light their bikes on fire and stuff
something
like
that. Yeah, right.
Just sit in the dugout.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? If you could live in any TV or movie home, what would it be?
Brady Bunch.
Ooh, right away.
Without missing a beat.
That was like a rapid fire question, Roxy.
Oh, okay. I just love that house. I went out to LA and I just stood. That was one of my favorite things I did in LA. I just drive to TV houses and movie houses and just stare at them and be like, wow, look at that.
Did you see, probably not, recently there was a repost of some picture with John Ritter holding someone at gunpoint in the Brady home. Obviously, it wasn't on an episode of Brady Bunch, but they used the same house.
Uh-huh. No way, really?
Yes, and he's right at the foot of the stairs. And I can't remember what it was from.
Well, the front of it, they just recently redid the inside of it to make it actually look like the house because it never did before.
Yeah.
When I saw it was 8 years ago when I was there, and that was when they started the process of making that whatever it was show.
Oh, wow.
It was on one of those, what's the house?
Makeover show or something. Yeah.
Home makeover show or whatever. But yeah, the outside, oh man, it's just like when you see it, you're like, that's it. There's no mistaking, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
And my favorite thing, when you drive around LA and look for all these movie houses and TV houses, they're all within a mile of the studio.
Oh,
so whoever job it is, they'll be like, hey, Carl, did you find that house yet we need for the front? And he's like, I'll be right back. And I'm like, found it.
So the Brady Bunch one is out in L.A.?
Yeah, it's in L.A., kind of near where the studios are. I want to say it might be in Glendale. I don't remember, but it was like a lot of these houses that are right by where all the studios are.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Roxy, what's next?
Okay, what personal trait has gotten you in the most trouble?
My mouth. I never stop talking. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Oh, man, my mouth.
All right.
I wouldn't say don't tell me a secret. But the thing my girlfriend will always do, my lady friend there, I can't believe I keep calling her my girlfriend, my lady friend. I love calling her that. But she'll be like, you know when you go and you meet strangers and they'll be like, oh, George pooped his pants in fifth grade, but don't ever bring that up.
Right.
And you're like, why did you tell me that then?
Right. Come on. You can't do that
like,
to me.
Think about
Yeah. No, you can't do that to me.
Sure.
In fifth grade. I didn't know that about that guy. You could have just not told me that.
Right. And then, right. It would be
like,
fine.
Yeah. My lady friend always does stuff like that. Or something that happened like 4 years ago that I don't even remember. And then she's like, hey, remember when so-and-so did this? Don't bring that up. And I'm like, well, nah, that's all I can think about.
Yeah, right.
And I actually don't bring it up, but it's still in my head. And who knows if I'm drinking a little too much, it'll come out or not. But yeah, no,
okay.
My mouth.
Roxy, I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
We have to have Mike on for 5 mediocre minutes at some point. I want to know the difference between girlfriend and lady friend. Don't say anything now.
Okay.
There's got to be something there. I don't know what it is, but... Yeah.
It's all right. Great.
All right. Last one. If you could be a cartoon character for a week, who would you want to be?
Oh, geez. Ralph Wiggum.
I'm sorry.
The Simpsons. Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons.
Oh, Ralphie. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
I dress myself.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love Ralph Wiggum. I've always loved Ralph Wiggum.
Oh, that's a great answer.
I think it's hilarious. Yeah.
All right, Roxy. Ralph Wiggum. Rapid fire.
All right. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Smooth.
All right, I'm skipping what's normally the next one.
Okay.
We already know the answer.
Yeah.
Let's do...
What was that question?
Well, it's Brady Bunch or Partridge Family.
So, oh, Brady Bunch.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Of course. I said we already knew the answer. You got to trust us. You got to trust me, man. All right. How about Garfield or Heathcliff?
Whoa. Wow, that can't be... I don't know. I have my friend...
All right.
Scabelli. Would post Heathcliff things on his Facebook, and I loved it. But then I was more of a Garfield. I'm going to go Garfield.
Okay.
So Garfield. Close, Roxy.
Yeah.
No, all right. I've
I
asked
really
that.
Love Heathcliff, though.
I've probably asked that about 30 to 50 times in our 300 episodes.
Right.
And it's always Garfield. And I'm always pushing for Heathcliff a little bit. I like Garfield, too. I have nothing against Garfield. But I love the theme song to Heathcliff. Remember that cartoon?
Garfield just was more... I guess publicized.
Yeah,
had a better publicist, you know.
Well, he likes lasagna. I mean, who doesn't
like
lasagna?
He loves lasagna. Right? I love sending the cat to Abu Dhabi. I love that.
All right, that was close though, Roxy. I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
All right, cups up or down in the cupboard?
Up. All right, and then of course
I think it's too much work to put it down.
Excellent. And then of course we have to do Uranus jokes, not funny or never not funny.
Never not funny.
Excellent.
Uranus jokes are always funny.
Yes.
All right. Well, Mike, this has been a pleasure. Well worth the wait, I think. We hope it was for you. Take a second now. Plug everything. How can we get in touch with you, and how can Littles find you if you want to be found?
Oh, I always want to be found. You can follow me on the Instagram, the Twitter, Facebook, at MikeOB59. That was my high school football number. So, yeah, so I'm 43 years old, so I still have that.
Is it retired? Yeah. Has anyone else ever worn it?
Oh, everyone. Are you kidding me?
Because of you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have the Mike O'Brien podcast. We have had Chris Saliza on. I've had a lot of local Boston sports people. And we just kind of talk about my life. I'm trying to get more guests. So if someone's out there, Jared Fareed, we mentioned, I would love to have him on. Excellent. You know, I would love to just get more guests. And yeah, Mike O'Brien Show podcast at MikeOB59. Going to be doing more of the podcast. I do it in spurts. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
They say you need to keep doing it and pumping them out. And all I have is time in the winter, and I never do it. I don't know.
That's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah. I'll get better at it. I promise, guys. I'm sorry I disappointed you with my lack of podcast.
Not at all. Well, no, because then it's less competition for us. So yeah. It's all
That's
good.
That's good point. Good
Excellent.
Point.
Yeah. But thank you again for coming on to Meet the Littles. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
It's the over I pulled down.
Yes.
Yeah, I pulled down on my toilet paper.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, Roxy's going to sit here and say, well, you can pull down from behind
right.
and put it under.
Yes, no, but pull, yes, it's over.
It
comes
out.
Oh, I agree. I'm an over. She's okay. adaptable,
yes,
as they say.
Yes, there's nothing wrong
Will you change
with that.
It at other people's houses?
I don't, no.
We've discussed this as well. For me, it depends. If it's like a one-time little party, I guess it would depend who the party host is.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely not. If I'm a guest and staying with that person for like a week and I have my own bathroom, yes, absolutely, I would change it. No mm-hmm. doubt.
I just do it. I change it no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, okay. Well, good.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So.
Change it no matter what.
Yeah, excellent. All right, Mike, thanks so much again. We really appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you, guys. This is a dream come true.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
This is Dina in Damascus, and you're listening to Chuck and Roxy on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast, and thank you, Mike O'Brien, for coming on to Meet the Littles.
Yes.
Always a good time.
Always a good time. Yeah. I do want to just jump in here real quick.
Okay.
Going back to this line here, where is the line for you then? What is the threshold? You said lollipop, no. What, if they steal a tissue, are you like, that's okay? Like, what, you know, come on.
Well, all I can say is it just brings back horrific memories of... I've told the story, I think, on the podcast before when I got in a lot of trouble by my dad because my sister threw me under the bus for quote-unquote stealing. Remember those branch cans? Is it
branch? 1950s, right? I remember that one.
No, they're the ones where they had the display in the grocery store. You're supposed to stick a nickel in. You take a piece of candy.
Yeah, sure. Okay? Like a gumdrop?
No idea.
No, they had like the caramels.
I believe you, though.
All
you
different kinds
one?
Of candy.
Yeah.
Anyway, no. So this is what happened. So, yes. I'm telling you, they're at the level of kids. I mean,
oh,
it's not
yeah,
like they're
yeah,
up
yeah.
out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're right there.
They're in the candy
section.
Yeah.
You know, kids are walking around by the store. It's, you know, now that I tell the story again, I blame my sisters. Why weren't they watching us?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They just let us run around the store. Mm-hmm. So I think me and my youngest sister were playing tag or something, and or hide and seek
as
maybe.
As you do in a grocery store.
Yeah, well, you got to kill an hour.
Sure.
You know? And so, yeah, so she didn't see me take it, but she knew I had something in my mouth. So she assumed that's what it was. She told my sisters. My sisters were like, oh, we're going to tell Dad when he gets home. Man, I got in so much. I'm like, it was a 5-cent piece of candy. So my point is.
It adds up, Chuck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's, okay. Yeah. If I took a handful or if I took a bunch, absolutely. But what I'm saying is something like that, there's your line, I guess.
That's your line? But how is that different from a lollipop?
No, I don't know.
It's a piece
know.
Of candy.
I don't know what. I'm just saying that was my example from when I was growing
sure.
up.
So you'd sure. think
so wait,
that
hold
you'd
on,
be
hold
fine
time.
With
tell
that.
Me, you've never stolen anything in your life?
I don't. As a general rule, I try not to steal anything.
Well, okay.
I think there was one time recently where I didn't realize that I hadn't paid for something, and I was already too far away.
Oh, there's
yeah.
His
so
time.
There
oh,
is.
Okay.
There is. That is. There
there's
is a time.
Five TVs. I just.
Yeah. No. There is a time where like I had said it was like for a gas cylinder, and I was like, yes, and I want one of these gas cylinders, and they're like, okay. Beep, boop, boop. But then, you know, I look at the receipt later on and, like, they'd never charged me for it.
Oh, well, okay.
So
that's a little different, too.
I still felt fine. Terrible about it. But not terrible enough that I went back and told them because I was right. like, well,
yeah.
You know. Oh, but okay. I do. That still lives on my conscience. Yeah.
I was going to say I never stole anything. And then I remembered. Oh, yeah. I stole a pumpkin. So
oh,
there's
that's
that.
Right. Roxy's
you stole a pumpkin.
I stole a pumpkin.
She stole
yeah.
a pumpkin.
Oops.
It's on record.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember which episode it was. But
don't remember. But
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to our email, shall we? Now, what are we calling this? Okay, this is a funny story. Eric Lonergan, episode 4, posted this, like, survey online. And he, I don't know where he, I guess they were his choices, his favorite choices. He had mailbox, mail sack, inbox, or rocks box.
I love rocks box. Yeah. So, Simon,
love rocks box.
We're Simon's trying to.
That's the best one. I mean, maybe I shouldn't love it as much as I do, but yes. Rocks,
okay. Just box. Let's. Yeah. So anyway, it's time to get to the, I guess, the rock box. I don't know. Maybe we should still.
Rocks box.
Rocks box. Maybe. Well, we should, I don't know.
Everyone wants to enjoy.
I just thought we needed a different name than mailbag because we want to be a little different than the big show.
No, I know. We don't really call it anything.
I came up with mail sack because I think the word sack is funny. Yeah.
What did I call it? In sack? Is that in sack?
In sack, right.
Is that what I said? I don't remember.
I think so.
I'm just saying, I don't think we never really said anything.
Inbox is funny because we know Roxy has a hard time keeping her inbox to zero. I've been better this year. My resolution this year to keep it low
actually,
and zero is pretty good.
You wanna see mine?
Simon, how many emails? How many unread emails?
Typically I'm zero.
No, I don't care about typically. What do you have right now?
This is an indication of just how busy I've been. It's at 35 and I hate it.
Oh. 35. Good for you though. I'm with you.
I'm a zero. It bugs me so much, but I've just been overwhelmed. So typically I'm a zero guy, but I'm at 35.
Episode 35. I don't know who you are, but we're going to find you out and we are going to get you a prize.
Oh.
Episode 35. That's our new game.
Oh, that's nice. So if I had a zero, then
Anthony Verna. Upstate
Long
New York.
Long time no talk.
Upstate New York. He won't even hear this. He won't even know he won a prize.
What about
those
people that have like, 10,000 unread emails? Like episode 10,000. Yeah. Are you going to wait until episode 10,000 to give the prize out?
Well, no. I mean, it just depends.
Oh, yeah. I see.
What we've done in the past, I forget what we did when it hit that high. We did something where we just did like the last three digits or something.
I see.
I don't remember. But,
you know, it's interesting, Simon. I have the same number in my inbox.
35.
Whoa. Yeah.
And you're... Not your rocks box, the inbox.
The inbox.
Okay,
yes.
Well, let's get to the rocks box.
Talk about that rocks box.
But before we do, in honor of Simon, we'd like to say, at the end of the day, you're another day older, and that's all you can say for the life of the poor. It's a struggle.
It's a war, and there's nothing
that anyone's giving. One more day standing about. What is it for? One day left to be living.
That's, of course,
from Les Mis. And a shout out to Simon, who was Gavroche. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Indeed. Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Still my best credit.
The tour, right?
No, Broadway as well.
You started, Broadway.
No, I started on tour and then moved to Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There
you
go.
I got upgraded.
You got upgraded to Broadway.
That's right.
Broadway.
Less money, but more prestige.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's get to some of these. This is from Don Hammack, episode 68, Biloxi, Mississippi. It says, Choxie overheard on episode 302, mail sack, we have a box downstairs? That's what she said. On to more or less serious news. I'm going to blow your mind with a type of cheesecake, Chuckles.
Uh-oh.
There is a place in New Orleans called Giacomo's that serves, get this, crawfish cheesecake.
Oof. Ew.
It sounds gross.
Ew.
But it's
awesome.
Ew.
It's an appetizer as opposed to a dessert.
And
the crawfish is in a spicy sauce served over cheesecake. The cake is really there for texture because it's spicy, but it's so good. Sometimes they have alligator cheesecake.
Ugh.
Never had it, but I'm sure it's good too.
Gross.
Are you really sure?
I mean, to each their own, but I'm going to say gross for me.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the fact that it's not a dessert, now I'm more on board with it. Knowing it's an appetizer,
right.
Okay. I'm like, okay. If it was dessert, that's atrocious.
Well, if you know me at all, you know I'm not on board anyway.
Right.
You don't like
right.
cheesecake anyway, right?
No. I don't like cheesecake. I don't like seafood.
I'm not a big... Oh, sounds horrible for you. Yeah.
All right, Roxy, what's next?
All right, next we heard from Joshua Bodie, episode 293. It says, hello again, Chick and Roxy. Who's Chick?
You, apparently. Oh, me, I guess.
You. Hey, Chick.
Hey, Chick.
It anyway. Says chicken, Roxy.
It literally says Chick. Like, yeah. Sometimes we correct him, sometimes we don't, Little.
Right. Anyway, thank you again for having
me
on
really
your...
Maybe he really meant
Chick. Chick. Thank you again for having me on your podcast not so long ago, episode 293. Lewis did a wonderful job of editing my episode. That being said, in Michael Corey's episode, he mentioned his love for Keeneland, as did I. I was just wondering if he was going to be in Keeneland for opening day weekend. I'm going to be there as well. I am so excited as I haven't been there since I moved from Kentucky to New Orleans. If he is there, I would love to buy him a beer and a burgoo.
Ooh,
if interested.
I'm interested.
If anything, La Cheeserie. Keeneland, by the way, has the best stadium food one can find. Just a magical place, and glad that other littles know of it. Thanks again for your wonderful podcast. I just love listening to the stories of fellow littles. Feel free to give Michael my number if he is going that opening weekend. Regards, Joshua Bodie, 293.
All right, so we'll try to connect them.
Yeah, now, that'd
is that
be so
a
fun.
Misprint? What?
Burgoo?
Burgoo.
Is it supposed to be a burger?
I said Burgoo. I think Keeneland, wherever this place is.
It's a racetrack.
Famous.
It's a horse racing track.
Oh, famous for their Burgoos.
Yeah. Wait, did I say horse racing? Race horsing?
Race horsing?
Race
no, horsing.
Horse racing.
Horse racing. Okay, I want to make sure I said that.
No, it's spelled B-U-R-G-O-O. Burgoo.
Yeah, Burgoo. Oh, that's okay.
It's like
that
the Great Ragu. What's his name from Laverne and Shirley? What was his name?
The Great Ragu? I don't remember. I did watch that show, but I don't remember.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, then we heard from Paul Stanley, episode TBD. It just says, hey, Chuck and Roxy, listening to episode 301, and I hear the song Late Bloomer by at Brett Wiscons, and I know that song. It's featured in the video game NASCAR Heat 5.
Ooh.
I did not know that. I hope we still have permission to play this. I have it in writing. He said we could play a song, so I'm like, yeah, I played the song. So anyway. All right, Roxy, what's next?
All right, next we heard from Rick252, Franzosa. Hi, Chuck and Roxy. A couple of comments on 302. NFL. One of my favorite football anecdotes was when Alex Karras moved from football to acting, Mongo in Blazing Saddles.
Which Roxy has seen.
I have seen it.
Yeah, he was a football player.
Oh.
Is that how you pronounce it? Karras?
Sure.
Karras?
We're going to go with that. We're going to let the littles correct you.
Okay.
I'm touching that.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck. He was appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Johnny asked about his experience in the NFL, and Karras said, NFL? Oh, no, Johnny. I played for the Lions. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
Then he says, DA moment. My daughter spent 10 years as a teacher and administrator at the original Cristo Rey High School in the Pilsen neighborhood in Chicago. They are an amazing organization providing a private high school education, experience in working in the business world, and a path to college for underprivileged youth. In fact, Michael Corey's daughter volunteered at Cristo Rey in Chicago when my daughter was there. Thanks, Rick 252.
How cool is that?
That's really
like
cool.
A one in a million.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that. Mm-hmm.
All right, next we have Brian Muller, episode 67. Hey, Choxy. It was great seeing you guys while we were in New York City a few weeks ago. Thanks for taking the time to share a drink and catch up. We had a blast and hope to come back to see Roxy perform next time.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll admit it. You're a little bit on a streak of people not liking peanut butter on their pancakes since the big 300. Simon, what say you?
Yeah, I'm not a big peanut butter person. So.
Oh, okay. So you definitely wouldn't
put it on pancakes
or waffles. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No way.
He says, however, I sure remember scoring a fair share of pro peanut butter fans back before you made elite status. I'd love to know what the totals are. Maybe you can get Lewis on that. I think we should get episode 178 or someone like that.
Somebody. Anybody.
No, but you're right. I admit it. No, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Like before
there were
episode
quite a
300,
few people.
There were everybody. I mm-hmm. felt like, yeah, I put peanut butter, or yeah, I do it all the time.
I wouldn't say everybody, but there were more than
it
I
was.
It
was more like being an over than an under. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
Okay.
You went for drinks with this person or cocktails?
Which we'll one? Get back to that.
Yeah. Ooh, I think cocktails.
Yeah. So you had a glass of wine. Got it.
I didn't. I had a beer, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember. Maybe
yeah,
I didn't.
You probably did have a beer.
Sounds like a cocktail. Mm-hmm.
He says, I'll still argue. Beers? Beer. No?
Okay,
wine, I know.
Wait,
I'm kidding.
Wine, if wine is yes. wine, beer should
wine
be
wine. Wine is wine, beer is beer. Yes, okay. Yes, yes,
yes, yes.
I'll still argue that those who haven't tried it yet are missing out. You add a little PB to some blueberry chocolate chip pancakes, and you're not just getting a delicious breakfast feast, but also all the protein and carbs ready to attack the day.
That is true.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that someone who orders teriyaki beef from a community hockey rink and hates cheesecake doesn't have a sophisticated palate to enjoy such a tasty creation. Kurt Vonnegut would be ashamed. Yes, adding the soundbite at the end of the show was a little like a bat flip after a home run. Cute. But you better be ready for some chin music on your next at bat. Brian Muller, episode 67. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
All right, Roxy, you got the next one.
Yes, next we heard from Sarah Beth Holden, episode 299, not too long ago. Hey, Chuck and Roxy. I write this while taking a break from helping our six-year-old make a solar system model, obviously thinking of you, too, while I paint Uranus. I was thrilled that episode 299 also happened to be Leap Day. Our kids listened with me in the car and learned a lot about their parents. Atata lived in New Jersey? The internet told Roxy that we have a lobster that predicts when spring will arrive in Canada. I've never heard of this lobster, but we do have a groundhog named Shubenacadie Sam, and he predicted an early spring this year. Chuck, why are you doing this to me?
Well, because I'm tired of getting all the
anyway,
crap.
She says, you're the best. Sarah Beth Holden, episode 299, Red Tape Brewery.
Now, what was that? It was a lobster?
A lobster,
did you hear about
yes.
that? There's a lobster that predicts instead of the groundhog.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
It's absolute rubbish.
You know, someone's got to predict it.
Someone's got to.
Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, Simon, full disclosure, has not seen this yet.
Ooh, yes.
Giving him the honor of reading the final email of
what a pleasure.
Of the
okay.
last. Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Dear, this is a cold read. Dear Choxy, I've got it. Roxy is fun size. The mail sack or bag, hence the fun bag.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm sending a note to the fun bag. Now, if the fun bag is light, that's what he said, then we can beef it up. That's what she said. But generally speaking, the fun bag should be fun bags and should have some bounce to them. That's what whoever said. Oh, I have an issue with Roxy. The uh-oh. Sandlot 2 is definitely a good movie. It's not junk, that's what she said, though not a classic. It at least has girls involved in the plot and playing on the Sandlot. Mm. The first movie does have Wendy Peppercorn, va-va-voom, but other than her, there are like no female characters. Though I am still flummoxed as to why adults are hanging out with 12-year-olds. Bowling. This is a new subject,
okay.
new
yeah.
line here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, bowling.
Bowling. When you make the bowling shirt giveaway, you can add the Broadway bounce in nice cursive writing. Small print. That's what she said. There's a theme here. Okay. The Roxy giggle is optional. Ah,
wow.
I get to hear it right there. It's great.
There it is.
And now the writer has put a poem.
Oh.
There once was a man named Ritz. He didn't hail from the tits. He loves the pirates and likely has a mitt. I couldn't think of anything else that rhymes with Vonnegut. Is that right? Vonnegut?
Sure, keep going.
Okay, episode 178, ABTAHS. We will not do better next time unless we get a Tiny Chuck, Simon Dynamic Duo, Simon, the Lost Son.
Simon
the has
son.
Returned.
Has returned.
That's right. The prodigal son has returned.
He is here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
that
much.
That was lovely.
Episode 178.
Yeah.
That's classic. What she said.
Anyway, unfortunately, it's time to get out of here. That's all the time we have. But Simon, mm-hmm. thank you.
Oh my God. What a pleasure.
It's so good to see
it's
you.
So good to be back.
Someone's going to find out how long it's been. But it's
been a while.
It's been way too long.
Yep.
Regardless.
Yep.
Thank you, Michael Bryan, for coming on to Meet the Littles.
Yes.
As always. And everyone else out there, please have a fun, safe, if probably almost over by now by the time this drops, but a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Roxy's going to send us off with a nice, what is it, an Irish blessing?
An Irish blessing. This is one of my favorites. May love and laughter light your days and warm your heart and home. May good and faithful friends be yours wherever you may roam. May peace and plenty bless your world with joy that long endures. May all life's passing seasons bring the best to you and yours.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That's lovely.
Right. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Irish Day.
St. what?
Irish Day.
Irish Day. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Happy mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I'm just sure people are going to be like, you're British, blah, blah, blah. You know, so, yeah.
Anyway, the most important thing is make sure you get your brackets in. Get your brackets in.
Yep.
Tournament starts on Thursday. I think you get the freebies for the playing games, all that stuff. It's just whatever the ESPN bracket challenge is. But make sure you join our group because we've got some really good prizes to give
we
out.
Do.
And the other most important thing is if you are out shopping online tonight, don't forget to
use
the
code
Slotcha.
I'll be right back.
We came from the highlands. We came from the lowlands. We came from the cities. We came from the towns. We came on the mail boat, we came on the railroad, we came in our thousands and set ourselves down. With nothing to also, with nothing to lose. Days filled with sweat and nights filled with blues. But if for a while you could walk in my shoes, you'd soon have your fill of the emigrant's blues. You'd soon have your fill of the blues.
shoveled. We dug and we tunneled. We built all the cities that reach to the skies. We kept our traditions despite the suspicions we saw every time that we looked in their eyes. With nothing to hold, so we've nothing to lose. Days filled with sweat and nights filled with blues. But if for a while you could walk in my shoes, you'll soon have your fill of the emigrant's blues. You'll soon have your fill of the emigrant's blues. Sweat, nights filled with blues. But if for a while you could walk in my shoes, you'd soon have your fill of the emigrant's blues. You'd soon have your fill of the emigrant's blues. With nothing to own, so with nothing to lose. Days filled with sweat, nights filled with blues. But if for a while you could walk in my shoes, you'd soon have your fill of the emigrant's blues.
The Loyal Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
Va va voom.
Oh